Hello, here we are in the studio, and we have Fliss Wheeler with us today. Hello, Fliss.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Fliss.
Hi.
So we started, as we finished off the pre-session last week, you were just getting into, oh, I know what I want to say. We promised you part two.
Yeah, I didn't get to tell you what I wanted to say.
So we're dying. We've been waiting all week.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the question that you brought up last week was, why do we have a body? And what I find really exciting, because I'm very interested in how we experience energy through the body, is that our body is like the final chapter in a very long energetic story, really.
Mm-hmm.
So you can think about that in a couple of different ways, but take, for example, the development of from conception of a fetus. There's a intention towards physicality for much longer than there's actually the physicality. And then if you think about the evolution of our bodies over time through epochs, there's all of this structuring of energy towards physicality
mm-hmm.
that allows us to be in these bodies today. And what's really, I think, exciting about that is when, to me, that makes so much sense of why the body can be this great portal into energy, because we're really built on this sort of framework of energy that was all structuring towards our physicality. So that makes our physicality this sort of great celebration of this process, really.
It's a highway.
Mm.
It's not a destination, it's a highway.
Yeah.
And I've never heard of that before. That sounds cool.
Your body's a highway?
A song comes to mind.
Yeah.
So that was what I was kind of excited to say, because I've been exploring that myself recently through a few workshops and things. And then today, as I was preparing to come, I sort of just had this awareness that the reason we have a body is to hold our energy on Earth.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so therefore, these beautiful, you know, when we talk about all of the stuff that we do that we think we could do without a body, of course we could, but in a way, the body is the thing that anchors us here so that we can express all of this stuff on Earth. And so that makes the body this you know, incredible facilitator for us, really.
It's an incredible technology that holds the matter and antimatter together or something.
Yeah.
It's a container that holds the spirit inside, or contains it all in here.
Yeah,
that's a very different way of thinking of it, which we were talking about how, you know, we have in common that, you know, we've used our bodies as things as plinths to hold our head, as a pedestal to hold your head on.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's kind of like your body's just this convenient prop your head to kind of like, so your head doesn't like roll around on the floor. But you're describing it in a way that when you talk about energy, it's a vessel for allowing.
Well, it keeps you anchored here because I think most people are kind of comfortable with the idea that you're an energy that passes in and out of lives, and that sometimes you're physical, sometimes you're not, and you can also travel through, you know. People have different levels of comfort with all those kind of concepts,
mm-hmm.
but the idea that, you know, you really wouldn't, you could just float off into the ether if it wasn't for
your
body to keep you anchored here.
Well, you wouldn't be here.
Yeah, so it's a grounding for us to express our beautiful spirit and our beautiful selves, I guess. Here.
And it's a sacred thing.
It is.
And is the body, because we talked about the difference between mind, body, and there being no different, and so on. And if we think of body and spirit, is it the same in the sense that you don't necessarily have within the body the spirit and then the vessel, but you actually have this gray area where the spirit and the vessel merge, where the spirit animates the vessel?
Yeah, well, again, it's that sort of that thing of languaging, isn't it? But to me, it's not like a box that's like
got what I've eaten.
Yeah. it's not like an inert. The body isn't an inert.
Sometimes
box
a blob. Sometimes
the spirit's in. I think there is this sort of. It's almost like the body is a matrix that kind of holds the frequency of the spirit.
And an antenna. Mm. Would it be an antenna in a way?
Could be. And that sort of leads on to, I think, what we were talking about again today is how sometimes when you feel experience really... So, for example, we were talking about having felt quite agitated and prickly. And that's kind of the energy that you can feel. And how the body can actually, if we come back into our body, it can be a really handy tool to kind of loosen the whole, like the frequent or the experience of some of that really agitated energy. Or if you, because I don't know about you guys, but I really get swept up into energy sometimes, and I can feel it happening, but I can't. I become prickly, I become aggressive, I become, like, not just feeling it, but actually feels like all parts of me are kind of vibrating.
And this is what you want to address today too, isn't it? It's that sort of, that prickliness. I mean, I get like that too. And I usually meditate, or I don't often go and exercise, even though I know that helps disperse some of that agitation. So do you want to work on something today that helps us disperse that bottled up prickly energy? Is that what you were wanting to do today?
I'm gonna just see what comes through, but my feeling around the meditation is that it's about being in the experience of a particular sort of emotion or something, and then how we can bring focus into the body to help us anchor back just to space of feeling grounded and feeling as if we're not being swept away by.
So if our body is like an antenna, and we were talking about sometimes there's prickly energy, for example, then it's that the antenna of your body is picking up this energy that's around and outside and in the field. And at the same time, the spirit, the sort of the eternal you that's inside your body, is aware that it's not 100% aligned with the prickliness. It's kind of like the prickliness is going on, and it's kind of affecting, but it doesn't feel like, I don't know, like you saying, you can really tell when you're being affected by energy. I think for some people, they may not be able to tell they're being affected by energy. They just feel like, this is how I am right now. I'm feeling short-tempered, or I'm feeling sad.
It's interesting how people stop at that point. I used to always do that, go, you know, I'm feeling sad, or I'm feeling angry, and that's it. That's the end of the cycle. It's actually an unfinished cycle. Where, oh, okay, I'm feeling this way. How do I now move that? And what's behind it? And what's the awareness behind it? So, but back into the body, though, because a lot of that is a mind exercise, in, from what I know of. You can see that Naomi Jansen and I, which is so true, we're chupa chups. We're these lollies on sticks, and we're trying to. Oh, I've got no dialogue for the body. It's astonishing.
Fliss, will you live here? We need help. You could just stay in the studio forever.
Well, I mean, look, I only sort of have languaging around it because it's something that I really have to work on, because I do find myself very affected, and I get skitsy. Like, I really get skitsy. So I'm. As much as I have the tool of being able to go into my body just from years of sort of experience, I also have a really extreme, you know, I know what it's like to just disappear off into the skitsiness or the frenetic energy. So it's just something that I work with varying degrees of awareness. And like, I love Naomi,
I love
how
honesty.
You often say, like, you know, sometimes you just want to be grumpy, or sometimes you just want to be skitsy, or sometimes you just you feel like you really want to dive right into that and you don't want to come out of it, and sometimes you do. So it's kind of, if you do, it's handy to have just a way of separating yourself from the experience.
Well, if you have to, if you've got something to do that's important, so in the hierarchy of what you intend for yourself, that mood that you're in, that's obviously, we're talking about negative moods, because I don't think anybody ever goes, I gotta get myself out of this happy mood before I get my car washed, or it's gonna ruin the experience. So if you want to collapse a negative mood because you have a higher purpose that will be affected if you don't, this is a tool. This is fabulous.
Yeah.
Sometimes, as this is what we're talking about, sometimes you just want to be in the mood. And I think that that's okay if you constantly maintain an awareness that you are letting yourself do it.
Mm.
Because then you never lose yourself to the experience.
Mm.
You sit there and go, I'm really letting myself be angry. I'm letting myself be really angry.
Mm-hmm.
That's different than just being really angry.
You're shining awareness onto it. And I remember one of my teachers was saying that, you know, why you've got all these dramas in your life, why can't you put it into your artwork and keep yourself clean?
Mm.
You know, what an amazing concept. So, yeah, I started to realize that the making of art, and that's when my body comes in to deal with it. So the making of art, moving and painting and, you know, throwing canvases and paint around is a way for me of pushing out stuff and actually feeling good about, you know, okay, I've got this angst, I've got this sadness, I've got this anger in me. I can actually push it out of my body through action and creativity. But that's kind of where I've stopped. I don't have any place to go past that.
Yeah. Well, I think fundamentally the idea of coming back into the body is partially just to break the momentum of an energy cycle emotional cycle. Mm. And you do that through your painting and your art. And I find if I start to dance, which I love, I can be feeling woeful. And then I start to move and suddenly my kind of energy opens and the energy shifts and I'm in a completely different space and I feel great. So, but I really, you know, I struggle myself to have that awareness to choose to feel better sometimes. I really can get caught into the frequency or the emotion or the energy and we'll stay in that cycle because it's...
We've got a little part of you sort of going resistance, like going, I don't want to feel better. Like, do you ever have that? I've had that feeling where I don't want to feel better. You know what? I just want to kind of lean into it for a while.
I'm enjoying this gloominess.
I'm going to marinate in it for a while.
Yeah.
Don't you ever, like, I think it's good to just admit that because I think it's something that there's a healing that goes on
when
if you do it that way.
Yourself.
Yes. Mm. Because it's like if a child is upset and crying, just empathizing and going, I hear you, as opposed to no, that's all, no more crying, look at this cute look at that little rainbow over there, and you know, disallowing the feeling. I think it does help us to sometimes process, because I mean, I've got the tapping tool, but sometimes I just don't want to use it. I just want to sort of feel it. I want to take a big bath in whatever this is, and and I can if I want. Like, there's that, you know, that resistance that comes from, I think, the part of you that just wants to be allowed to feel what it feels.
Yeah. Well, I've had something for me come up recently is that if I acknowledge something, I'm sort of condoning it. And I've realized that's, for me, something that stops me from allowing myself to feel. And so I think sometimes maybe being like, if I allow that I'm in that energy, I sort of fight or resist it instead of just really feeling. Because I think I've realized for myself, one of my things is if I acknowledge and I'm like accepting or condoning or because sometimes, you know, feeling skitsy, you don't want to accept or own that you feel skitsy, you know, like it's not how you see yourself in your grander version. And so sometimes I resist it a lot, which keeps you stuck in it because you're trying to like, wah!
I see why movement is then so, you're so, you've discovered this amazing tool of processing that through movement because it kind of gets around that little internal loop. So you're helping the energy move without having an argument about it.
Body helps you bypass your brain.
Wow.
That's what I find.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So we're going to do some of that today.
Yep.
Yay.
Okay, look at that.
Okay.
We've been talking for 15 minutes.
I can't even believe it. It's just whizzed by. See you guys on the other side.
See you there.